Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today I'm joined by Kevin Bross. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, Kevin, you work in the Embedded Computing Group. Why don't you tell me what that is?
Intel's Embedded Computing Group works on products for embedded customers, such as those working in the medical field, those doing communications. We have a number of military customers, applications like digital signage, and other applications for the computing that you really don't see all the time, but it's all around us.
So, Kevin, now you're working on a project called Intel Energy Checker SDK. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
The Intel Energy Checker SDK is a package that we've put together to provide software developers the capability to easily instrument their applications so that they can begin to measure the useful work that an application produces. All too often, we tend to focus on the advancements that are being made at the hardware level.
Mm-hmm.
Intel is doing some great work making our processors faster and more energy efficient, but we're often overlooking the capabilities that could be done through software.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have the most efficient car in the world, but if you drive a circuitous route to get home, your net energy efficiency isn't all that good. Whereas if you measure what your efficiency is from the software perspective, you can actually begin to take strides to improve the efficiency for what you actually get done.
So this is basically at a base level, how efficient a software vendor can make their code so that the actual application will run as efficiently and as fast as possible. Is that correct?
Correct. Although there is no universal quantum of efficiency or work that's being done. So the amount of work is actually up to the software developer to talk about. So this could be the number of emails sent, the number of bytes sent, the number of people that logged on to check their email. It could be the number of database queries you've done, could be the number of viruses that you've caught if you're a firewall. And so the individual application developer can choose what measures of useful work they want to monitor. And then with the Intel Energy Checker SDK, they can provide instrumentation for their applications to essentially provide software odometers.
Cool. And actually, how does that work?
Naturally, in the code, you will have certain places where you will say, okay, complete this frame of video. In that code, you can add the capability to do some callouts to the API that we've defined so that you can output this measure of useful work as a video frame.
Now, are we looking at ways for the software community to actually make their code more efficient and drive down the size of apps? Or is that even a goal here?
This is part of being able to get there. There's an engineering maxim that you can't manage what you can't measure. And so this provides the instrumentation framework so that the software developers can begin to export what the amount of work is that their application is doing. Over time, as you monitor how much work you're able to do, you're able to begin to figure out how can I do more work or how can I be more efficient about it either through time or another element of it that we've included with this SDK is the capability to measure the power consumption.
Mm-hmm.
There is a piece of the SDK called eServe, which is an energy serving utility, which will monitor the power consumption either through an external power meter or through specially instrumented power supplies so you can correlate the energy usage with the amount of useful work that you've done. This is actually how the SDK came to be. Jamil Tayeb, who's a colleague of mine, was originally trying to figure out how to create more energy efficient graphics processing routines. As we started working through the mechanism that he needed to do this, we realized that we could generalize this so that any application could export its measures of useful work and correlate that with the energy consumption. And then you have your net efficiency, which is the useful work divided by the energy consumed.
What kind of lift is it to actually instrument the apps? What kind of endeavor is that for the application developer?
It's a fairly simple application, particularly if what you're wanting to do is essentially just export your counters and not try to read other counters in and do the cross-correlation. You can get fancier if you would like. So let's say that you have a multi-threaded application and you've got 10 different threads that are off doing different things. They generally, internally, will have their own variables that they'll maintain of how much work they've done. they can update their own counters. And you can have one centralized thread in that application that will go and add up these 10 thread counters and export this value. And it's very lightweight. We've actually found that you can do 1,000 counters a second updating, okay, and it's less than 1% impact on the performance of the system.
That's fantastic. So is Intel charging for this tool?
No, this tool is available free of charge from whatif.intel.com. It's a free download, non-royalty, and the source code is included for the core API.
So we're just doing this to enable the industry.
Correct.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for being on the program, Kevin.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.